They've certainly been putting in a lot of hard work. I've been watching from the sidelines due to injury, but from what I've seen so far, everyone's been really enthusiastic, ready to get stuck into the new season this Saturday and show what they're made of. There's a lot of new guys there that will want to show what they're made of this Saturday, and hopefully that they'll be able to sort of do that and show that they're capable of starting in a jersey that they might not have last year.
How have the new guys settled in? Because although there's a huge core of last season's squad, there are a number of new players, and as you'd expect because you've got two teams to populate.
Yeah, well, there's a big group of guys there that all know each other, not necessarily just from Cambridge, but from other avenues. There's guys there that have played at Bedford's Academy together, have crossed paths with Northampton Saints together at some point in time. So the squad actually has come together quite well because there's not that many people that don't know anyone. So it's been quite easy in that regard to sort of get to know the players.
As a number have come over from Ampthill en masse, but they're players, generally speaking, that have been with the club before and have moved around a bit. Greg White and Jake McLeod, I'm thinking of in particular. And it's great to have guys who know the club that have come back into the club with experience from a higher league.
Yeah, good to see those guys again, and they've heard very positive things about what the club's doing at the minute. So I think that's probably made an easier transition for them. I think they're probably excited to see what the club's actually like during season. It's been quite a long pre-season for them. They've all been working really hard, so they'll be ready to get going this Saturday.
Now, you've still got your injury hangover from last season. How's that progressing?
Yeah, it's been progressing okay, slower than I would have liked. We're 12 weeks in now, so I'm still going through the motions with the rehab and getting physio treatment that I need. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks I'll be able to wrap that up. I'm still quite hopeful of making the start of the season, but we'll just have to see and take each week as it comes at the moment.
It's not just the injury that's hanging over. There's one more piece of business from last season, and there's rumour and counter-rumour, but you're certainly in the running for the Samsung Club try of the season. We don't know yet whether you won it, obviously, but just talk me through that try, because I've watched all of the nominees on the website, and in my opinion, you're far away the best one on there.
It's a bit of a blur, I think, for me. I remember the try that we scored, and I remember the build up to it vaguely. I remember we were down to 13 men, and somehow, out of nowhere, there's a Steve Hipwell off the back and break down the left hand side, but you remember most of it really from the amount of times you've seen the video since, the amount of people that speak about it. As far as I'm aware, I think we've won, but I don't know it officially. But that again is testament to the club and the people and our supporters that have gone out there and voted for it, because it's come down to a vote system. So if we have won, great, and it just shows the strength of the club at the minute. The club will benefit greatly from the publicity that we get as well, and then hopefully we can score a couple more tries like that this year.
Well, it was a proper Cambridge try. It started out underneath your own post with a pickup from, I think, Steve Hipwell, who was involved at least three times during the course of the end-to-end move. And it wasn't the most fluid of movements either. It was very, very scrappy, and at times you had to fight for the ball, and you had the easiest job in the end of finishing it off. But you had to get there, and the ball had to get there in the first place.
Yeah, well, I like to tell people that I had to step a number of individuals before I got myself over the line. But, yeah, when you actually watch a video, essentially, I just have to fall over the line. But what the try, I think, really shows is that it's all about keeping the ball alive. And that's the area I think that rugby is progressing into, especially in the national leagues. It's about keeping that ball alive as long as you can and not making things scrappy. And that's what that try shows. We just try to keep the ball alive. The ball's off the ground as much as it could be. And in the end, we've scored quite an enthusiastic try by playing a good style of rugby.
And that, of course, is what you'll be aiming for this season.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about tempo for us. I don't think anything changes, and that's one of Ross's ethoses, and that's the way he wants to play the game, so we're all happy with that. It's about we train at a tempo that is faster than you might expect in a game, so that when you're ready to come into a game, your fitness levels are higher, you expect to play at a higher tempo, you expect to keep the ball alive, and also put on a show for those people that come down, but ultimately try and win games. And we believe the best way to do that is by keeping the ball alive and trying to run the other team around the park.